Well, good evening.
Oh, I'm.
It's always a pleasure to be here in Newark.
来到纽瓦克总是一件很愉快的事情。
You brothers and sisters are very dear to our hearts in Richmond.
弟兄姐妹，在纽瓦克弟兄姐妹常常在我们 Richmond 那边的弟兄姐妹心中。
And we do hope, as we're together this weekend, we'll be mutually encouraged by the faith that is in each other.
我们真正希望就是在借着这次周末的聚会，让我们能够彼此我们的信心能够彼此的激励建造。
Now J.R. told me I needed to make an announcement.
然后 J.R. 弟兄说我必须在那边有一个报告。
I would be remiss if I didn't make this announcement.
我必须我如果不讲的话，有很就可能会真的 miss 掉这个机会。
The announcement is I'm thankful for your prayers for my recovery of my surgery.
就我这个祷告就是我这边所讲的就是我感谢弟兄姐妹对我的祷告。对我恢复的祷告。
But this is actually a defensive announcement.
这边好像是一个特别一个比较过度的一个宣告。
Because J.R. said if I didn't explain it to you together, I would explain it 200 times.
他是说如果我不在这边跟大家讲的话，我可能要跟200个人每一个人都这样讲。
So I'm 3 months out from my rotator cuff surgery.
我在几个月之前，我有一个就是肩部的一个手术。
And thanks to your prayers, I've done quite well.
感谢弟兄姐妹祷告，手术很成功。
It was a matter of fact, this is the second rotator cuff surgery in 2 years.
事实上这是这两年之中的第二次，有两次的这个肩部的手术。
On different shoulders, by the way.
在就是两个肩膀。
And I'm doing very well, the surgeon told me.
事实上这个手术非常非常好。
He said, I'm ahead of most people in recovery.
就是在这个恢复上也非常的
好。I'll give you a little demonstration.
也许我等一下会做一些这个。
This is the arm he just operated on.
他这样子能够动一动。
This is the arm he just operated on.
就是从这个。
This is the arm he just operated on.
前后左右都可以动。
This is the arm a few years ago.This is the arm 2 years ago.
这是三年前只能这样，现在可以变到这边来，变到后面去。
So by the grace of God, I'm doing quite well.
借着主的恩典，那个恢复得很好。
I see him for the last time next week. By the way, at the end of the week.
See who?
The doctor, the surgeon.
Okay. 我三个礼拜前还要再一次看他。
Now the bad news is, and again, your prayers are appreciated.
我很感谢弟兄姐妹们的祷告。
I had a terrible fall in my office.
我特别在几个礼拜前，我在我的公司跌了一跤。
I'm surprised y'all didn't bring me a walker here to speak.
我感谢主，我没有带一个就是助行器跟我。
And I can't imagine they mopped the floor in my office right the morning we started work.
我不知道为什么他们那个在我早上的时候在那个清洗我们的地。
And they forgot the little yellow sign that says slippery.
然后应该有一个就是说这边很滑的一个标志在那个地方。
So when I went into there to get my second cup of coffee,
当我当面要找到我第二杯咖啡的时候
,And I wear these leather-soled shoes,
当我穿着这样的鞋子的时候
,My feet went right up into the air.
我的脚就到空中去了。
And this was only a month from my shoulder surgery.
那只是在我这个肩膀手术的一点点时间之后。
So immediately I grabbed my arm and pulled it in.
马上我就把我的那个这个肩膀 hold 住。
If I had fallen on my shoulder, I would have ruined the entire shoulder.
如果说碰到我这个肩膀的话，我的肩膀手术就完了。
So I fell on my hip.
所以我就就是用这个。
It was so loud, everyone in the office heard it.
因为太大声了，每个公司里面都听到了。
They said something very big fell.
是很大的一个坠落的东西。
So I told them I was the big thing that fell.
真的是个很重的东西掉下来了。
And the young engineers were trying to pick me up off the floor, and I was sort of writhing in pain.
那个有一个年轻的那个工程师要想把我扶起来。
And they took me next door to the same doctor that just did my shoulder.
带我去同一个医生，就是治疗我肩膀的医生那里。
And he x-rayed and he said, it's a miracle you didn't break your hip. You should have broken your hip.
他说这真是一个奇迹他说你应该把你这个 坐骨可能都跌断，可是感谢主呢，要不就是说没有跌，没有伤到。
And if you had fallen on that arm and messed up that shoulder and broken your hip, we don't know what we would have done with you for the next number of months.
就说如果那一跤如果伤到你的肩膀又伤到你的坐骨的话，都不知道该怎么办。
So, no broken hip.
所以没有这个骨头没有断。
There's a deep bone bruise. It's painful, but we'll live with that.
虽然有很大的那个淤青啊，但是一切都还好。
And the shoulder's doing great.
然后我的那个这个肩膀还可以举得起来。
So JR, that's the announcement.
啊，所以 JR 弟兄，这是我的那个报告。
200 people won't have to ask me now.
所以现在200人都不需要再问我这些问题了。
Well, let's get to the important things.
那我们到比较重要的地方来。
If you'll turn with me to Romans 4, we'll read a few verses.
那我们在罗马书，然后读一点圣经。
We'll begin in verse. Let's begin.Verse 17, I'd like to begin. 4:17.
从第十七节开始。
This is speaking of Abraham, by the way.
这是讲到了亚伯拉罕。
I have made thee father of many nations before the God whom he believed, who quickens the dead and calls the things which be not as being.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、死无变有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父。如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
Who against hope believed in hope to his becoming the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先知所说。你的后裔将要如此。
And not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body already become dead, being about 100 years old, and the deadening of Sarah's womb.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己身体如同已死，撒拉生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
And hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief.But found strength in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里的坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And this is the phrase I would like you to focus on.
然后下面一节是请大家特别的注意。
And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do.
且满心相信。神所应许的必能做成。
Turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书第十四章。
We'll look at what Paul said.
我们看一下保罗是怎么讲的。
One man, verse 5, pardon me.
第五节。
One man esteems day more than day, another man esteems every day alike. Let each be fully persuaded in his own mind.
有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。
Second Timothy chapter 3,
提摩太后书第三章
，verse 14,
第十四节。
But thou abide in those things which thou hast learned, and of which thou hast been fully persuaded, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
在你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful we could come together this weekend.
主，我们感谢你，在这周末我们可以聚在一起。
And we put everything under your absolute control.
我们在你在所有的管制之中，我们放在你面。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would take over these meetings, both upstairs and downstairs.
我们向你祈求圣灵能够管制在我们这里的聚会，以及在楼下的聚会。
We pray that you'll visit us and speak to us in a living way.
我们向你祈求你能够向我们讲话，能够是一个活生生的跟我们诉说。
We pray that you'll open your word to us.
我们向祈求帮你的话能够打开。
We remind you, Lord Jesus, that you alone have the words of eternal life.
我们实在是能够知道说，主你有是永生的道。
And we say like Peter said on that day,
我们就能够像彼得那一天所讲的,
to whom shall we go?
你有永生之道我们还跟从谁呢?
Lord, we're here to hear what you have for us.
我们来这边等待你要对我们所说的。
Remove every interference.
除掉一切妨碍我们所聊到的面前的。
Whether it's in the speaker or in us or from the enemy, remove every interference to the full release of your word.
除掉与我们与主之间一切的障碍, 让我们能够来到主面前。
For we ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们在主面前这样祈求祷告, 乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, in my recovery,
在我的恢复里面,
I had a lot of time to consider what the Lord might have for this time together.
我在主里面有常常想到说，我们在这一次的聚会之中，主要让我讲些什么。
Newark is the first place I visited this year.
纽瓦克是我通常第一个去来的地方。
So I really believe the Lord gave me this burden for Newark.
我实在是相信主给我这样的负担在纽瓦克这边。
As I waited upon the Lord, over and over this word from the New Testament, persuaded, kept coming back to me.
当我在主面前默想的时候，就是这个persuade，就是满心。 相信来到我的心中。
And then as I continue to think before the Lord and meditate before the Lord, another phrase came to me.
当我在主面前默想的话，在另外一句话也来到我的心中。
And that phrase is the one we read in chapter 4 of Romans, verse 21, being fully persuaded.
这句话就是在罗马书第4章21节，满心的相信。
I believe this is an absolutely essential burden for the church.
我相信这是在教会之中重要的这个负担。
Brothers and sisters, if we know this in reality, being fully is persuaded.
弟兄们，如果我们真正能够知道满心相信这个词，
it'll be the difference between a life of just words.
就是不仅仅就是只是一些话语而已。
Or a Christian life that's victorious and overcoming.
我们知道基督徒的生活应该是得胜的，蛮有荣耀的。
I believe this is an absolute secret that every believer is to know.
我们相信这是一个在我们在主面前一个特别的秘诀。
Now you remember Paul wrote the book of Romans.
你知道保罗写的罗马书。
This was the greatest explanation, or is the greatest explanation of the gospel ever written.
这就是特别讲到福音特别的一本书。
There is nothing, absolutely nothing that compares to the book of Romans when it comes to explaining the gospel.
特别讲到福音的时候，没有其他一本书像罗马书这样讲到福音这么的重要。
And if you remember, the Apostle Paul uses as his test illustration case, Abraham.
特别我们在里面讲到说，保罗讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。
You remember chapter 4 of Romans.
特别是在罗马书第四章。
You remember chapter 5 of Romans.
你也特别想到在罗马书的第五章。
You remember in Abraham, this father of faith, he saw what the people of God were to be like.
你看到的就是亚伯拉罕他在多国之父信心之父所看见的。
What the New Testament experience was to be like.
就看到说这个在福音里面我们所能看见的。
And when he thought about Father Abraham,
当保罗想到在亚伯拉罕,
there was a phrase that came to his thoughts.
就是保罗想到一段到他心中。
And it spelled the difference between Abraham and so many others.
他就把亚伯拉罕特别与其他人有不同的地方。
And that phrase that came to his heart was this phrase, being fully persuaded.
这一段特别的地方就是满心的相信。
It was the difference.
这就是他们的差别的地方在哪里。
It made the difference.
就是这个就是造成不一样的地方。
And the reason this man was the father of faith was because he was fully persuaded.
他为什么称为信心之父，就是因为他这边所讲到的满心的相信。
Now the burden that the Lord has laid on my heart is this is not just to be Abraham's testimony.
在对我里面的负担就是这个不仅仅只是对于亚伯拉罕。
If you look into the Word, and particularly Paul's burden,
你特别看到这个圣经里面特别讲到保罗的负担。
This is to be the experience of every believer.
这事实上是每个信主所应该都经历到的。
As a matter of fact, when Paul was writing later in this same letter,
事实上在保罗在这本书的后面,
and he was talking about the respecting of days.
特别讲到说有不同的日子。
Now don't get hung up on the fact that he was talking about you may respect the day, and you may respect the day, and I may respect the day. Don't get hung up on that.
不是好像特别就讲到一个日子，你特别注重这个日子，他特别注重那个日子，我特别注重哪个日子。
But see the point that he was making in the Spirit.
特别你看到他在灵里面所要讲的。
He said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
特别这边中文是讲个人在心里要意见坚定，事实上就讲到里面的信心。
And Paul, when he was talking to his beloved son Timothy in the faith in 2 Timothy 3:14.
特别在讲到说保罗他的信心的儿子提摩太的时候。
He said, 2 Timothy 3:14, but thou abide in those things which thou hast learned, of which thou hast been fully persuaded, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
在你所学习，特别他重视这个所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁所学的。
This secret that the Apostle Paul saw by revelation in Abraham that made a difference.
就是保罗特别是在他的启示之中从亚伯拉罕里面看得到的。
Was the same secret he saw for every believer.
是所有基督徒都能够经历到这样的秘诀。
It was the secret that he saw in his own son in the faith, Timothy.
也是他是在他的信心的儿子提摩太中所看见的。
And brothers and sisters, I think in the end, it's to be our secret as believers.
事实上对我们来讲，在最后也是应该我们的秘诀。
It will be the difference.
这就是差别的地方。
Between a testimony that is living,
就是这个差别是在于说这个活生生的见证
or just words.
事实上或是只是一些话语而已。
Now there's three things we'll look at this evening.
今天晚上我们会看三点。
By the way, this is the introduction.
事实上这是一个开头开场白。
We want to look at what does it mean to be fully persuaded.
我们会先来解释一下什么叫做满心的相信。
We want to see this as the testimony of the Apostle Paul again and again and again.
我们会看到说这是保罗的见证在里面不断的出现。
And we want to see this as the secret of the entire Bible from the beginning to the end.
我们会从那个在圣经里面从开始到末了不断的出现。
And then, if I may, at the end, I would like to offer to you an appeal.
那在末了的话，我会对各位有一个请求。
I can't think of a more important burden to bring to you.
我没有想要，就是说，没有比这个负担更大的。
Being fully persuaded is to be the Christian's ultimate end and secret.
那就是在末了，就是这个满心的相信，事实上是我们所基督徒里面那个最重要的一个秘诀。
Think about it. What does that phrase really mean?
想一想看，这段话到底是什么意思？
Well, you know, the word fully persuaded is in English. You understand that?
就是讲满心相信就是英文这句话。
What is it in Chinese?
Fully in belief.
It's the same.
It's
close enough, right?
Close.
Brothers and sisters, this word is so full in the New Testament.
在新约里面这个意义很丰富。
It is a single Greek word that couldn't be translated into English into a single word.
因为这个字太丰富，在那个原文的那个希腊文里面，所以它必须用英文的两个字来把它翻出来。
When the translators thought about what does it Greek word mean here?
当那个翻译英文翻译要想到这个如何翻译这个希腊这个字的时候
，The only adequate phrase they could come up with was this full phrase, which means fully persuaded.
就是说，他必须要用两个词把这个希腊这一个字才能说得清楚。
It's a strong word.
它是一个很强烈的字眼。
Even if we can't get right the Chinese word.
也许中文也是要两三个字。
It means to completely assure.
是完全的有确据。
It doesn't just mean assure.
这不是仅仅有确据而已。
You know, as Christians, we're supposed to be assured and have assurance.
我们当基督徒，当然我们应该有确据。
But this secret was so powerful of Abraham.
但是在亚伯拉罕里面的秘诀实在是非常的有能力。
That it means completely assured.
是完全的满心的相信。
And this secret is so powerful of Abraham.
这个秘诀是如此有力。
That it means convinced entirely.
而且是就完全的完全的相信。
You may be somewhat convinced of things.
也许对有些事情只是有一点点相信。
But the reason Abraham was the father of faith is because something got a hold of him in the Lord.
就是说在亚伯拉罕里面有一个东西就是让他完完全全抓住。
And in the end, that same something must get a hold of us.
是他那个完完全全的东西，那个东西就完全的抓住了他。
And if that same something gets a hold of us,
那这个东西也是应该能够完完全全抓住我们。
We will live a victorious Christian life.
我们就能够活在一个得胜的基督徒的生活里面。
That's what this word fully persuaded means.
这就是这个满心相信的意义。
It is to be the end of every believer.
事实上是在每一个基督徒最终都应该有的。
You know, we often use the word, the phrase, by the way, what is the end game?
就是说我们常常用一次说我们在里面得到了什么。
I see JR is looking at me puzzled.
JR 就看起来好像很困惑。
I'm a businessman, so we talked about, well, you use this phrase probably more in the past than we do today.
我们也许在我是一个做生意的那在以前用这个字会比较多，现在比较少用了。
I have sat in more meetings where people have said, what is the end game?
我们常在会议之中常常这些人就讲到说我到底得到是什么东西。
What do you want to accomplish in the end?
我们在末了要完成什么东西。
With all these plans and all these efforts that you're putting in, what is the end in view?
所以在所有的计划或所有的那个你的打算之中，我们在末了到底要得到什么？
I don't know if any of you listened to the president last night.
我不知道你昨天晚上我们听总统讲话。
JR didn't do that either. He's shaking his head.
No, me either.
You either. He said the end game.He talked, he used that phrase.
他昨天晚上说这个所要得着的。
And Paul made it very clear spiritually what the end game is.
那保罗特别讲到说这个末了所要得着的特别他有强调的。
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
在提摩太前书的第一章
Chapter 1 verse 5.
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章第五节。
But the end of what is enjoined is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and unfeigned faith.
但命令总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧良心和无伪的信心生出来的。
The end of the end, as the Apostle Paul shared it, was unfeigned faith.
那在这个最终所保罗所特别讲到就是无伪的信心。
This is being fully persuaded.
这就是特别讲到说什么是完全的相信。
It is what it means in Jude when it says, contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints.
就是特别讲到说在这个信心借由圣徒所传下来的。
I believe this is the end game.
我相信这就是末了我们所要得到的。
For you and me, this is what the Lord is after as believers.
这就是为了你为了我这就是主在我们身上所要得到的。
That what he has said is so real.
他所讲的是如此真实。
So powerful.
是完如此有力。
It eclipses everything else.
是就把其他的事情都挪开了。
And in the end, we're so captured by it, our only explanation is we are fully persuaded.
在末了最终最重要就是我们能够有全然的完全的相信。
I'll tell you a quick little story of my salvation.
我特别我跟大家讲一下我的那个的得救的见证。
I was an avowed agnostic.
就是我是一个怀疑论不信论的人。
My wife said to me, "You mean you were an atheist?"
你认为你是一个无神论者
？I said, "No, I wasn't an atheist."
哦，不是，我不是一个无神论。
I was an avowed agnostic
就是一个怀疑论者，怀疑论者。
And I remember, many of you here know some of us from Richmond. We are involved in family conferences and have fellowshipped many years.
有很多弟兄姐妹参加我们在那个在Richmond 的那个特会，知道我们很多弟兄姐妹。
So you know my friend and brother Jerry Amon in Richmond. Many of you do.
所以你们很多弟兄姐妹知道我一个另外一个弟兄叫 Jerry.
When I was a young man of 20 years old,
当我二十多岁的时候
the college sent me to the city of Richmond to work for the government on an internship.
就是在大学那个攻读啊，他派我到就是学校带我派我到那个就是 Richmond 那个市政府里面工作。
And Jerry was a fundamentalist Baptist. Now I don't know if you know what a fundamentalist Baptist is.
他就是一个特别基本的那个福音派福音派。
This is not a Southern Baptist.
这不是南方浸信会。
This is a strong fundamental Baptist.
他是特别很坚信的浸信会的。
And he was at the city of Richmond.
他也在那个当时候在 Richmond 那边工作。
And one day he saw this young fellow.
他就是有一天他看到一个年轻人。
And doing his witness duties as a fundamental Baptist.
他就是做他就是基督徒所该就是浸信会。
He said to me, "Do you believe the Bible?"
他问我说，你相信圣经吗？
I remember saying to Jerry,
我那时候我跟那个 Jerry 这样讲，
"How can anybody believe the Bible?"
为什么圣经有什么可信的？
It's written by man.
是人写的东西。
And of course, I used to love to say in my agnostic state.
然后我那时候就是一种怀疑的口气这样讲。
It's full of errors.
里面有很多的错误啊。
I couldn't tell you a single error.
我事实上我根本说不出一个错误来。
But all of my other agnostic friends convinced me it was full of errors.
很多其他就是一些怀疑论者啊，就跟我讲里面有很多错误的。
So Jerry did the only thing a good fundamentalist Baptist could do.
那他就是当时这个所谓浸信。会的基督徒所讲
的。He shook the dust off his feet and left me in my unsaved condition.
他基本上他就不理他走了。
Now I was moved out of his division into another division.
后来我从他这个部门到移到了另外一个部门去。
And a year later, Jerry came into my office.
后来过了一年，后来Jerry 这个弟兄他到了我的办公室来。
And he heard me witnessing about the Lord Jesus on the telephone at lunch.
他后来听到我在那个午餐的时候听到我在电话里面讲见证福音的见证。
He couldn't believe it.
他简直没有办法相信。
He said, "Is this that lost soul I talked to only a year ago?"
这就是我去年这个我所跟他讲的这个失落灵魂吗？
And with his deep Baptist suspicion,
在他里面的这个尽信会尽信的基督徒。
He came up to my desk and he saw tracts, gospel tracts, out all the way across my reference board.
他看到我桌上摆满那个福音的单张。
And he saw my Bible.
然后看见我的圣经。
And he couldn't believe it.
他简直没有办法相信。
He thought this can't be real.
他觉得这不是真的。
So he said to me,
然后他跟我讲,
Do you believe the Bible?
你相信圣经吗?
And I said, Every word of it.
我说里面的每一个字我都相信。
It is the inspired word of God.
这是神所默示的,
神所启示的。 Brothers and sisters, the Lord took me from an agnostic condition.
神从我一个从这种那个怀疑的一个怀疑论的这个光景
，to one of being fully persuaded，
到了一个满心相信的这种光景。
And my brother and I have been in fellowship now 49 years together。
我跟我的弟兄就杰瑞弟兄已经在一起聚会了49年了。
It's a pretty amazing story。
真的是很让人这样很奇异的一个经历。
But the Lord is able to take an idol worshipper like Abraham.
然后神也做同样工作，在亚伯拉罕，他是一个原本是一个拜偶像的。
And bring him from an idol worshipper and transform him into one who is fully persuaded.
从一个完全拜偶像的一个光景，到一个满心相信的一个光景里面来。
He is able to do it to every one of us.
他神能够在我们身上同样做一样的工作。
This is the power of His Word.
这就是他神话语的能力。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 11 verse 1.
我们看一下希伯来书十一章的第一节。
I know you know this verse.
我知道你们知道这个圣经。
Now faith is the substantiating of things.Hope for the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Other versions say now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
另外就是就是中文所讲，就是所望之事的实底。
Other versions talk about the substance of things hoped for.
就是有讲到一个实体你所相信的。
Talk about the evidence of things hoped for.
讲到你所望见的是有确据的。
Brothers and sisters, this thing of being fully persuaded literally means make full proof.
就是满心相信就是完全的有许多的证据的。
One of the places it occurs is in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
就是提摩太前书第四章第五节。
Timothy, you remember, was told by Paul, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry.
就是在于对提摩太讲说在所有你的传教的事上传道的事上有蛮有证据。
Be fully persuaded in your ministry.
在你的那个的传讲上有蛮有相信蛮有确据的传讲。
Being fully persuaded is the highest standard of proof.
完全相信就是有完全最高的证据。
You know, people sometimes say we believe sort of blind faith.
我们有时候只要讲到说我们相信只是一个盲目的相信。
Christians never believe based on blind faith.
我们基督徒相信不是一个盲目的相信。
If you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it's the assurance of things hoped for.
那你读到希伯来书的第十一章第一节之后就是蛮有确据的相信。
If you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it's the evidence of things hoped for.
那是讲到了说有所有证据里面所我们所盼望的。
If you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it's the substance of things hoped for.
也是讲到说第十一章第一节也是有讲这个意思，就是讲一个有我们有一个实据实体的一个盼望。
Brothers and sisters, we never blindly believe.
弟兄姐妹们,
we have been overcome by God's irrefutable evidence.
我们被, 神所给我们这个完全不能够抗拒的证据,
it's substance.
是一个实体的,
it's assurance.
它是一个确据,
it's so overwhelming there can no longer be any doubt.
白告我们的, 我们是没有办法有任何的怀疑的,
and those like me who are caught in their unbelieving condition are transformed into this new state of being fully persuaded.
就是从一个原本一个, 不相信光景, 到一个完全新相信的光景,
you know it's the highest proof.
你知道这是一个最高的一个证据, 证明,
in our criminal court system here in the United States, they like to boast that we have the highest standard of proof.
你知道在美国的, 法律系统里面我们是有说最高的, 证据, 最高的证明。
It is a good criminal system, by the way.
在美国的司法系统里面, 事实上是好的, 是很好的一个系统。
It is beyond a reasonable doubt is the standard of proof.
就是说, 一些合, 超过一些合理的怀疑的一些证据,
beyond a reasonable doubt,
都是超过一些合理的怀疑。
You remember the case of O.J. Simpson? I think I told you this story before.
就是大家记得一下, 就是以前那个, 你知道, 球员叫 O.J. Simpson。
The whole nation was captivated for 100 days by this trial.
就是在他审判, 就是有这个法律审判他那个时候, 有100多天, 每天在电视上都有。
People were hanging out at street corners on the lunch, at lunch, looking through the windows, watching the TV.
就是在午餐的时候, 好多人都在那个这个电视前面看这个电视。
And you remember when his lawyer did one brilliant thing.
你知道他的那个律师做了一个非常聪明的事情。
Johnny Cochran took that glove.
他的律师叫 Johnny Cochran, 然后拿了一个手套。
And you remember he pulled it on his hand and he strained and strained and with the greatest theatrics said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
就是, 他让那个OJ, 他一直戴一个那个好像作案现场发现手套, 就一直戴不上去, 一直戴不上去就证明说他是无罪的。
Reasonable doubt.
就是合理的怀疑。
You may be an OJ fan. If you are, I'm so sorry.
也许你是他的球迷啊, 因为他原来打球的。
But that murderer went free because of reasonable doubt.
就是, 就是他后来他能够自由离开, 就是因为 合理的怀疑,
is that the highest standard of proof?
是不是就是一个最高的一个, 一个证据?
Being fully persuaded, there is no doubt.
完全的相信就是没有怀疑。
It's beyond doubt.
是超越的怀疑的。
And that was what Abraham saw.
那就是, 亚伯拉罕所看见的。
I can't think of a thing any more important for us.
我没有想要再比这个更重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is one question I have.
弟兄姐妹, 这是我一个问题。
Are you fully persuaded?
你是不是全心的相信呢?
Or is your faith tepid?
或是你只是一个, 就是软软的信心。
Lukewarm.
就是, 不冷不热的信心。
You remember the church in Laodicea in Revelation 3.
你记得在启示录第三章的那个老底家的教会。
I would that you were hot or cold.
我宁愿你或冷或热。
But because you're lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
因为你不冷不热, 我要从我的口中把你吐出去。
Brothers and sisters, are you fully persuaded?
弟兄姐妹们, 你是不是完全满心的相信?
This is the difference of a Christian life that is full and victorious.
这就是, 我们能够, 区别的地方, 就是我们能够满心相信, 而且得胜。
And a Christian life that is merely words.
就是,
Now there's another phrase in the Bible about persuaded.
As a matter of fact,
it's a word that the Apostle Paul used again and again.
事实上保罗用了这段话,
it is the phrase, I am persuaded.
就讲到说我,
this was the Apostle Paul's unrelenting testimony. I am persuaded that he who has begun in me a good work is able to complete it to the day of Jesus Christ.
他在神所面前所要完成的工作,
look at Romans 8:38 and 39.
罗马书的第八章38节跟39节.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
38节，因为我深信，就是深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在是是将来的事，是高处是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神爱隔绝。这爱是我们的，这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
If you look into the New Testament, you'll begin to discover this second Greek word translated to English that is just persuaded.
那就是在新约里面有希腊这个字转成英文里面就是讲到这个深信这个字。
And if you look at it carefully, you will begin to discover that almost all of its uses, or many of its uses, are always connected to the Apostle Paul.
就是你讲到这很多后，大部分都是讲到跟保罗有关系。
This was his own peculiar testimony.
这是保罗他独特的一个见证。
And brothers and sisters, this is to be every Christian's own peculiar testimony.
这也是我们基督徒独特的一个见证。
Not only is our experience to be, I am fully persuaded.
不仅仅讲到我们是满心的相信。
As a matter of fact, it says it being fully persuaded.
讲到这个满心的相信。
You see, it's a process.
你知道这是一个过程。
It begins when you're saved.
从我们开始得救开始。
And just like Abraham went through a process,
就好像亚伯翰经过一个这样的过程,
the Holy Spirit begins to work on you and bring you further along in the Lord Jesus.
圣灵在我们身上不断做工，做工到我们在我们到基督耶稣里。
And he conforms you to the image of the Lord Jesus in this way.
然后让你磨成像耶稣基督一样。
And the Holy Spirit conforms you to the Lord Jesus in this other way.
就是圣灵带领我们磨成到主耶稣基督的各个方面。
And the process is what we call being fully persuaded.
这个过程就是我们称作满心的相信的过程。
Now the second thing, like the Apostle Paul,
那第二点讲到说，就好像保罗这边所，
not only are we to be being fully persuaded,
不仅仅讲到这个，就是一个好像进行式的满心的相信。
Our testimony is to be, I am persuaded.
那这边特别讲到是一个见证，就是我深信。
This is what he wanted.
这就是他所讲到的。
This is what he's looking for in us.
这也是神在我们身上所要得到的。
This second word means an inner confidence and an outer convincing.
这个第二个，这边所讲到就是以面的深信，还有外面的让人信服的能力。
You know, this explains the whole of the Apostle Paul's ministry.
传教传道的这个过程中。
Here this greatest enemy of the church met the Lord on the Damascus
Road.
Can you imagine a greater enemy to the
church?
His own testimony was how he persecuted, and he uses the word, by the way, ravaged the assembly.
他就是逼迫教会，他用一个字，我想是残害教会这个字，残害教会。
And he even goes on to testify that he was consenting to the killing of believers.
他甚至他自己作见证，他要就是基督徒要杀死他们。
Can you imagine a greater enemy to the church?
你能不能想到这是多大一个教会的敌人？
His whole aim was to destroy the church.
他的目标就是击打。
If he could in his zeal, he would destroy every man, woman, and child that believed in the Lord Jesus.
他就是要把所有在教会里面的所有的弟兄姐妹，不管老少小孩，都要完全的毁坏。
And yet God did an amazing thing.
但是神做了奇妙的工作。
He took this greatest enemy.
他把这个极大的一个敌人。
And you know the story of Acts verse 9, Acts chapter 9.
你知道在使徒行传第九章的这个故事。
On that Damascus road.
在大马色的路上。
This greatest enemy was so convinced.
这个在大马路上的这个人。 如此的被信服,
he so met the Lord Jesus
他看见了主,
that he became the greatest proponent for Christianity.
他成为一个基督徒里面完全的一个支持者。
Now how about that change?
那你知道这个改变有多大?
I don't know why God just didn't slay him.
我不知道主为什么这样子让他。
But in his wisdom, he did something miraculous.
但是在神的智慧之中，他做了这样奇妙的工作。
Something he wants to do in you and me.
有些事情他要在你我之中这样做。
He wants to capture us.
他要抓住我们。
Put that inward confidence in us.
然后把里面的信心加给我们。
And once that inward confidence is in us,
在里面的信心,
there will be that outward convincing. That explains his whole ministry. That day, his whole life was turned upside down on the Damascus Road.
在大马色路上，他整个的生命就做一个天翻地覆的翻转。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is the greatest explanation of what it means to become a believer.
我觉得这就是弟兄姐妹，这是我们成为一个基督徒里面一个最大、一个最好的解释。
I'll never forget a dear sister in Richmond once prayed in one of our meetings.
我不能忘记我们在我们聚会之中一个姐妹这样的祷告。
And she prayed this simple and profound prayer.
她有一个很简短，但是非常棒的一个祷告。
She said, "Thank you, Lord, for interrupting my life."
感谢主，你打断了我生命中的计划。
Isn't that what happened to the Apostle Paul?
这是不是也发生在保罗的身上呢？
Isn't that what happened to you?
是不是也发生在你的身上？
I can tell you when I was 20 years old, that's what happened to me.
我也跟你讲，就是事实上也发生在我20岁左右时候发生在我身上。
You see, like the Apostle Paul, I had plans.
你看那个保罗，他原本是有很多计划的。
I had ideas.
我有很多的这个想法。
They weren't quite so devious.
然后非常的有自己觉得有方法。
I wasn't going around consenting to people's death.
我要把这些基督徒都把他们全杀了。
But the Lord in His mercy met me one moment.
但是保罗讲，他在神的大怜悯之中见到了我。And
from that moment on, my testimony, like the Apostle Paul, is I am persuaded.
就像我一样，就是就好像与保罗一样，就是我完全能够信服了。This
word is associated with the Apostle Paul more than anyone else.
这个是对于就是连到保罗跟我们连到我们身上一样的重要。
I am convinced it was his secret.
我相信是他的一个秘诀。
And I am convinced just as much is it to be your secret.
我相信在我们的身上也是我们的秘诀。
We're not to have this sort of tepid, lukewarm, caught between two opinions faith.
我们相信我们的信心不是一个好像软趴趴的不冷不热的信心。
But have this powerful testimony that I am persuaded.
而是特别像保罗在讲的一个有非常有能力的宣告，我深信。
Because of this inward confidence that the Apostle Paul had,
就是因为他里面一个很满足的信心,
there was that outward convincing.
而他用带出外面的见证，外面的信服别人的能力。
He became a living witness.
他成为一个活生生的见证。
He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11,
他在哥林多的后书 第五章的第十一节,
knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
Brothers and sisters, this is what it means to be a Christian.
这就是做基督徒所的意义在这个地方。
One who is so caught.
当我们被招。
One who is so convinced. One who cannot believe any longer otherwise. And one who is so caught by this message, they spend their days telling others of this single message. I am persuaded.
我是深信,
you read the book of Acts.
你读了使徒行传,
you begin to see Paul tried to persuade the Jews that uses that word in the synagogues.
你看到在保罗在会堂里面他对当时犹太人传讲。
Over and over again, Paul tried to persuade. Paul tried to persuade.
在会堂里面他不断的传讲劝服。
Sorry, brother. I'm running all over my translator.
That's fine.
You can kick me if you want to.
No, I cannot kick you.
You cannot kick me. That would be a bad testimony. Acts 13, verse 43.
13章第43节.
And the congregation of the synagogue having broken up, many of the Jews and of the worshipping proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
散会以后,犹太人和近前进教的人多有跟从保罗、巴拿巴的,二人对他们讲道,劝他们勿要恒久在神的恩中。
Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 8.
第十九章,
and entering into the synagogue, he spoke boldly during 3 months, reasoning and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God.
保罗进会堂,放胆讲道,一连三个月,辩论神国的事,劝化众人。
I believe if we have that inner confidence, we will have that outward convincing.
我相信如果你也有满心的相信,我们的外面就有能力能够劝服别人。
Some people turn it around.
有些人是好像反过来了。
They say you must be convincing people.
你必须能够劝服别人。
Tell me something.
告诉我。
How can you convince people if you aren't convinced?
如果你自己都不是很相信,
there needs to be that inner, that inner confidence.
你必须里面有完全的相信,
that confidence that knows with certainty that what God promises, He is able also to do.
神能够做到他所应许的。
That was the secret of Abraham.
这也就是亚伯拉罕的秘诀。
So my burden this weekend is more on this inner confidence.
我在这个周末的这个负担是特别讲到里面这个满心的相信。
What is it?
到底是什么?
Do we have it?
我们有没有?
Is it our testimony?
是不是我们的见证?
Or was it just the testimony of Abraham?
或是只是亚伯拉罕的见证?
Was it just the testimony of Timothy?
或是只是提摩太的见证?
Was it just the testimony of Paul?
或是仅仅只是保罗的见证?
This inner confidence is the secret we need.
这是内在的这个信心, 这是我们所要的。
Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2.
我们看一下提摩太后书
2 Timothy 1, verse 2. Is that the right verse? It's not the right verse. I can't even read. 1 verse 12.
对不起,是第一章第十二节。
2 Timothy 1 verse 12. For which cause also I suffer these things. But I'm not ashamed. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day the deposit I entrusted to him.
为这缘故我也受这苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
I am persuaded.
我是完全的深信,
he is able
他能,
to keep the deposit that I've committed to him against that day.
他能保全我所交付他的。
That's unwavering confidence.
You
know, I put a lot of deposit in my 401k.
你知道我存了不少钱在我的那个退休账户里面。
But I'm not sure they're going to keep that which I've deposited against that day.
我不知道到我要拿的时候是不是还有确定的这些钱。
I sometimes look at it and shake my head.
我有时候看一看我就摇摇我的头。
And the advice I get from my partners is don't look at it.
我的那个伙伴跟我讲别看它。
But Paul was so convinced.
但是保罗这边看到他是如此的深信,
he was so captured.
他如此的被抓住,
he said, I am persuaded.
他讲到说完全的深信,
that deposit I've committed to him,
这个在我所交付他的,
he is able to keep,
他能够为我所保全,
unto the day of Jesus Christ.
直到主耶稣基督的那日。
Let me see if I want to use one more example.
我看看能不能再用另外一个例子。
Well, I think we read this one. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Yes, he said this to his beloved son in the faith, calling to mind the unfeigned faith. You notice that thought again, which has been in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also.
想到你心里的无鬼之信，这边讲到信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基心里的。这边特别讲到我深信也在你的心里。
I don't know if I'm making the point clear enough.
我不知道你是不是我把这个点讲清楚了。
But this is what God is after in His people.
这就是神在他的百姓之中所要得到的。
Nothing less.
没有比这稍微再减低的。
These were not just special people.
这些不是一些特别的人。
If you read Romans 4:23,
如果你读罗马书第四章的话
，Right after our text verse, look at what it says. Now it was not written, this is to Abraham, on his account alone that it was reckoned to him, but on ours also.
第四章二十三节，虽然他唯义的这句话不是单为他所写的，也是为我们这将来得算为义的人所写的。
This was written for you.
这就是也是为我们所写的。
This was written for me.
这也是也为你们所写的。
This is what God is looking for in you.
这是神在你的身上所要得到的。
This is what God is looking for in me.
这也是神在我身上所要得到的。
Now I believe this is the message of the entire Bible.
我相信这就是在圣经里面这一面不断的重要的信息。
You remember in Luke chapter 18 verse 8.
你记得在路加福音第十八章的第八节。
I think that's a remarkable verse.
我觉得这是一个非常重要的经节。
But the Lord Jesus uttered these words so profound.
这个在这段经节里面特别这段经节特别的重要。
It says, But when the Son of Man comes, shall he indeed find faith on the earth?
然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
This is the faith he's looking for.
这就是神所要的信心。
For the Son of the Lord Jesus to utter those words when he was on the earth, this is what he was looking for in the end.
当神子来到世上的时候，这就是他所要得着的人。
We've already read what Paul said to Timothy.
我们已经读到保罗对提摩太所讲的话。
The end of what is enjoined is unfeigned faith.
特别讲到在我们身上有无伪的信心。
Brothers and sisters, I think the whole Bible is about being fully persuaded.
我特别讲到说在其实在整本圣经里面都讲到这个深信。
Look at Luke chapter 1 verse 1.
我们看一下路加福音的第一章的第一节。
Sometimes we don't see it all so clearly.
我们从有时候没有看清楚在里面。
But Luke explained the very reason for writing his gospel.
我在路加特别在这里面特别讲到他讲这个福音书的一个。
In verse 1 it says, For as much as many have undertaken to draw up the relation concerning the matters, and it literally means fully persuaded among us.
这边第一章第一节他讲到提阿非罗大人啊 有好心人提笔作书诉说在我们当中所成就事这边所讲成就事特别讲到这些一面讲满心相信的事
His whole purpose in writing was to explain what was fully persuaded
他主要讲的就是在一面所讲到许多满心相信的事
This is the way the Bible looks at it.
这就是在圣经面特别一直强调。
Now you may disagree with me that the whole Bible is about this one subject.
你也许不大相信整个圣经面讲到这个主题，满心相信。
And there are many others that might disagree with me.
也许其他人也不相信。
As a matter of fact, when you look at the Old Testament, you may begin to think, well, that's not true in the Old Testament.
你会觉得说也许在旧约里面可能没有这样的事情。
Do you realize the English word faith? I'm going to blow your spiritual mind. Are you sitting down, JR?
就是说你也许会让你这个好像非常惊讶，让 JR 非常惊讶。
The word faith
就是讲到信心这个字
occurs twice, only twice in the Old Testament.
在旧约面一共只出现了两次。
Isn't that hard to believe?
是不是很难相信呢
？I think it's terribly hard to believe.
事实上真的很难相信。
I had to get out my concordance and look at it over and over. I thought I tore out some pages years ago.
我要看了我这个圣经的那个参考的一些书籍。
As a matter of fact, it's worse than that.
然后觉得可能是不漏掉什么，结果没有。
The first mention in Deuteronomy is utterly negative concerning faith.
那事实上第一次提到信心这个字是在生命记面，事实上讲到信心是讲到一个反面的例子。
Deuteronomy 32:19-20。
生命记第32:19-20。
Verses 19 and 20 of chapter 32 of Deuteronomy.
32:19-20.
And when the Lord saw it, he was judging his people, by the way. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them. That's strong words.
Yeah, well,
because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters.
Yeah, 看见他的儿女惹动他，就这样很强烈之眼，就厌恶他们。
And listen to what he said.
听听看他怎么讲。
And he said, I will hide my face from them.
我要向他们掩面。
I will see what their end shall be.
看他们的结局如何。
For they are a forward generation, children in whom there is no faith.
他们本是极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女。这诚实在英文翻成就是没有信心的儿女。
Can you imagine if God were to say to us, children in whom there is no faith?
你们想想看，神对他儿女所讲的，就是心中没有信心的儿女。
Well, that would reinforce the argument about the whole Bible couldn't be about this subject.
我们可以想到，就是整个圣经里面是不是讲到这个信心这个题目？
But when you come to the end of the Old Testament,
但是你翻到在圣经，旧约圣经的末了，
you discover a marvelous few verses.
你就看到一个特别的一句话。
In Habakkuk chapter 2,
在哈巴谷书的第二章，
verses 2 to 4,
第二章的2到4节，
And Jehovah answered me and said, Write the vision and engrave it upon tablets that he may run that readeth it.
他对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but it hasteth to the end and shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it shall surely come, and it will not delay.
因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚晃。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. And here's the important phrase, but the just shall live by faith.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。这边有很重要的话，为义人因信得生。
Brothers and sisters, this was the vision that came at the end of the Old Testament.
这就是神在末了让我们所看见的意象。
It's not only a vision.
不是一个意象。
In the time of recovery, Habakkuk was told to write the vision.
而讲到那个意象。
And the vision that God is after is that the just shall live by faith.
那最重要的意象就是义人必因信得生。
You know, this phrase is absolutely so important. It's a key to the New Testament.
你知道这段如此重要，在新约里面讲到了。
It is repeated 3 times in the New Testament.
事实上在新约里面讲到了3次。
Romans 1 verse 17, you know Paul repeated the just shall live by faith in his amazing presentation of the gospel.
就是在罗马书里面，保罗讲到，在第一章，罗马书第一章特别讲到了义人必因信得生。
You know, in Galatians, when he was dealing with that so great error that was trying to change the very nature of the gospel, he wrote again, the just shall live by faith in Galatians 3 verse 11.
在加拉太书的第3章第11节， 他也讲到了义人因信得生，因为当时有些人想要改变福音。
And you know again that anointed, anonymous writer of Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 38, this was so important, he said, the just shall live by faith.
然后也在希伯来书这个我们不知道作者希伯来书里面第十章里面也讲到了义人必因信得生。
This is the vision.
这就是那个意象。
This is what God wants us to read and run after.
这就是神所要我们所看见，然后所要我们所有的。
This was the great secret of the Old Testament.
这就是在旧约面的秘诀。
Obscured by law, he was looking for faith.
在整个律法里面，他寻找信心。
And when you read Hebrews chapter 11, you begin to discover what God was looking for he found in a people in the Old Testament.
就是在希伯来书在第11章里面就看见他在旧约面所看见的这些人。
It wasn't living under the burden of the law.
这不是活在律法的
Which no man could be made perfect by.
在律法之下，没有人能够完全。
But it was living in the power of faith.
而是活在信心的能力里面。
And you read over and over again as you read Hebrews 11.
当你在希伯来书第十一章里面读了一次又一次的读到。
You read how again and again by faith offered up to God. By faith, you know, they did this. By faith he did that. By faith she did that. Over and over again what God saw in the Old Testament was those that were fully persuaded.
在十一章里面我会看到不断的会讲到说因着信他做这因着信他做那 有在男或是在女里面都是在强调在这些旧约的人物之中所看见的
Do you know this phrase The just shall live by faith changed Christianity and the Christian world forever
你是不是知道说这义人必因信得生就是在整个基督教面 有个非常大的一个变动。
You remember Martin Luther?
你记得马丁路德吗?
I have a number of church history books.
我有不少这个有关于教会历史的书。
I have two in particular I like very much.
我有两本书我特别喜欢。
Miller's church history that I get sort of a standard view of things.
有个作者叫Miller他所讲的一些历史。
And in Broadbent's Pilgrim Church, where you really see these little groups where God found testimony again and again.
在有关于在整个基督徒里面，他所找到有关于这个Broadbent's
Pilgrim Church, the Pilgrim Church.
在Pilgrim教会里面所看到。
If you don't have any other church history books, at least get those.
如果你不知道其他的话，你这两本特别的。
And Miller had such a powerful explanation of how this phrase changed the world forever.
特别在Miller这个弟兄所讲的这个教会里面，特别讲到这件事情。
Martin Luther was a monk's monk.
马丁路德就好像在修士中的修士。
He was so absolute and so given to his faith.
他对于他自己所要求的非常的多。He
was sent to Rome to meet with the Pope to iron out some differences that they had in the church.
他被送到罗马，能够见教皇。And
it says he went in 1510 penniless and barefoot across the Alps to go to Rome.
一零年的时候，他就是身无分文，然后赤脚想要掠过那个阿尔卑斯山，到罗马去。I
kind of get the penniless part, but I don't get the barefoot part going across the Alps.
我也许能够想象这个身无分文，但是我觉得赤脚是很难过。
I told some people in Richmond that I can't even walk out to my mailbox barefoot, much less go across the Alps.
我真的是没有办法就赤脚到我这个信箱拿信。
And he was so offended about what he saw in the so-called church.
他对于说看见这个教会他里面有很大的
Monasteries of marble and sumptuous fare.
他所看到一个好像很辉煌的那个
And he said the Pope and the church forbid it.
在特别讲到说在这个
And they say he almost paid with his life.
他也讲到说，他甚至把自己的生命都要付上。
And he got so discouraged.
他非常的沮丧。
The enemy turned all of his thoughts in on himself.
仇敌把所有很多的思想放到他里面。
Isn't that just the way the enemy works?
是不是神也是在我们身上这样的做工？
But yet, light out of heaven came to him, and the Holy Spirit whispered these words, "The just shall live by faith."
但是神所启示的光进入他里面，就一人必因信得生。
It transformed him.
完全的改变了他。
And yet he continued to roam.
然后他继续到罗马。
And there was a tradition that Pilate's staircase was miraculously transferred from Jerusalem to Rome.
他讲到好像以前一个梯子从那个耶路撒冷，然后移到了那个罗马去。
And anybody that would go up and ascend these tall stairs on their knees would be granted an audience with the Pope.
他是说如果你用那个膝盖那个爬这个梯子的话，你就有能够看教皇。
And Luther went up, trudging painfully on his knees up these tall stairs.
那他当那个马丁路德非常痛苦，用他的膝盖来爬这个梯子的时候。
And partway up, the word came like lightning from heaven.
当他爬了一半的时候，这句话就好像那个闪电一样进入他的心中。
Luther's own explanation was it thundered.
路德自己话就是好像那个雷一样。And
the word that came to him was the just shall live by faith.
这个像雷这样话就是一人必因信得生。He
was delivered.
他完全的释放了。He
jumped up to his feet.
他完全就是跳起来了。He
said adieu Rome.
他说 再见吧，罗马。
Anybody that would live a holy life must leave Rome.
任何就是圣洁的人必须离开罗马。
Here is one that is holy, fully believes.
这边我们就看见一个完全满心相信的一个人。
Fully persuaded.
完全深信的一个人。
One whose testimony is, I am persuaded. Now let me close with this thought.
让我最后做一个小结。
Do you remember the story of the Apostle Paul's trial in Acts chapter 26?
你记不记得在使徒行传里面保罗的一个在官长面前那个审判？
Do you remember that before King Agrippa?
你记不记得在亚基
If you remember the story, you'll realize there's three main characters in this story.
你记得在这个情景里面有三个主要的人物。
The Apostle Paul gave such an incredible, convincing defense.
在这里面，保罗特别讲到他这个非常有信服能力的见证。
It was powerful.
他是非常有能力的见证。
Here was one who was fully persuaded.
这个完全有满心相信的这个人。
Here was one whose testimony is, I am persuaded.
这边见证说我是深信的一个这个人。
Here was one who knew that the just shall live by faith.
这个完全知道一人因信得生的这个人。
And you see three reactions.
你看见有三个不同的反应。
First, you see Festus in verse 24.
你看第24节讲到菲斯都的满的。Festus
said with a loud voice, "Thou art mad, Paul."
26章的24节,
菲斯都大声说：“保罗，你癫狂了吧！”
Much learning turns you to madness.
你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。He
wasn't persuaded at all.
他完全不被。I
think this is the reaction of many.
菲斯都的反应就好像许多人的反应。Belligerent.
就是一个完全不信的光景。Unbelieving.
不相信的光景。Unmoved.就是不相信。
And then you read about King Agrippa in verse 28.
你再看第28节亚基帕王的。
You remember what Agrippa said?
你记得亚基帕王怎么说的吗?
I think Paul's testimony was so convincing.
我相信保罗当时的见证是如此的可以令人信服。
I think it was so compelling.
然后非常的有能力。
This unbelieving representative of Rome said the most extraordinary thing.
这个不信的这个罗马的官这样这个王这样讲
He said, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
他说你这样劝我，我几乎要让我成为基督徒了。
Think about what he said.
想想看他怎么讲的。
Almost thou persuadest me to become a Christian.
你几乎要叫我成为基督徒了。
When you think about it, isn't that a lot of us?
你想想看，是不是也是我们许多人有这样的经验？
We were moved.
我们感动了。
We were touched.
我们就是有许多里面的感动。
We may have shed a tear.
我们也许坐在那边还流泪了。
We said, Almost thou persuadest me.
我们以前也许讲说，我几乎要成为基督徒了。
And then the Apostle Paul said this.
然后保罗这样讲,
In verse 29,
第29节,
And Paul said, I would to God, not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds.
保罗说，无论是少劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但是你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这样的锁链。I
wish that all that hear my voice today were both almost and all together.
我相信今天在这边所听见的，所有的
such as I am.
就好能够像我一样,
Paul's testimony
保罗的见证,
was he was altogether persuaded.
而是要所有一切的能够被相信,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is what the Lord is looking for in you.
这是神在我们身上所在你身上所追求的,
this is what the Lord is looking for in me.
这是神在我身上所要的。
He is looking for those that are all together.
他在我们身上所要的是一切大家所有的。
What are you?
你是哪一方面?
Are you Festus?
你是菲斯都吗?
You are mad, Paul.
你对保罗很生气啊。
Much learning has driven you to madness.
然后他越讲他越生气。
Are you a little closer?
你是不是很靠近的呢?
Are you Agrippa?
你是亚基帕王吗?
Almost.
几乎要,
Thou persuadest me.
你这样劝我几乎要相信了,
to be a Christian.
叫我相信成为基督徒。
Or are you like the Apostle Paul?
或是你就像保罗一样,
that said I would have everyone be like me.
愿意每一个人都像我一样。
All together,
所有一切的人,
persuaded,
能够像我一样深信。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是我的负担。
This is what the Lord has impressed me with.
这是主在我们身, 在我主里面的感动。
We don't have much time left till the Lord comes.
在主回来之前, 我们有多少时间了。
He's looking for people that are being fully persuaded.
他在我们当中寻找满心相信的,
a people whose very testimony is I am persuaded.
在寻找有这样的见证，我深信的这样见证,
a people who in the end are altogether persuaded.
而且在末了的时候，而且一起 能够深信的。
The question is, will he find those people among us?
问题是在神在我们当中能够找到这样的人吗？
This is the great question.
这是一个很大的一个问题。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord bring us into this broad experience of being fully persuaded.
让主能够让我们带到这个满有深信的这样经历之中。
This one thing will make the most difference in your Christian life.
这件事情会让你在基督徒的生活之中是一个重大的转变。
And our corporate expression is the body of Christ, the church.
我们在传递的见证就是能够显明基督身体的见证。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just commit these words back to you.
主，我们把主你的话再交回在你的手中。
How we ask the Holy Spirit to make them real and alive.
让主的灵能够让这些话能够活起来。
Lord, we don't want to live this life unaffected by what we've heard.
我们能够在这些所听到的话能够感动。
We don't want to turn away from your word.
我们不想离开你的话。
We don't want to have it touch us momentarily.
And
the enemy come and steal it away. As it says in the parable of the sower.
就好像主撒种的比喻。
But Lord, we want to be like the Apostle Paul.
神实在是像能够像保罗一样。
Altogether persuaded.
所有一切的人都能够被深信在主里面。
May you do this work in us.
愿你做这样的工作在我们当中。
For your name's sake.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.